Today's episode of the Nick Bob Podcast is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors. If you're ready to rock with that spring project with some new windows, new doors, you need to get with my people at Pella. You got a couple directions you can go to get started. You can schedule a free in-home consultation where you're going to get a Pella expert out to sit down with you, look at your home, and they're going to be able to put together a Bill Self, Greg McDermott, Jay Wright, Coach K, Mark Few S game plan for you that fits your budget, your wants, and your needs. Or you can head out to their showroom. That's another option as well. They got showrooms with Pella in Lincoln and in Omaha. Great place to start as well. Get started on your spring projects with Pella. Check them out online, PellaOmaha.com. That's PellaOmaha.com. And the Nick Bob Podcast is brought to you by Runza. You know what goes great with March Madness? Runza. Get you some delicious Runza food, park it on the couch, watch some NCAA tournament games. Man, that's an unbelievable combination right there. You know, Runza is always the number one seed in any bracket, let's be honest. But if I were seeding Runza menu items, these would be my four number one seeds at Runza. Number one seed, cheese Runza, just an original, great, fantastic goodie. Love it. Number one seed, Southwest chicken salad, my favorite salad on the menu. Love it. Number one seed, good old double cheeseburger with ketchup only, to pay respect to my 10-year-old self, the 10-year-old Nick Baugh that just wanted ketchup only. And of course, number one seed, large order of the best French fries on the planet. There you go. My top four Runza menu items, all number one seeds. So complete your March Madness viewing experience and get to Runza and taste all the deliciousness of Runza. Runza makes it all better. All right, Midwest NCAA tournament region preview time. A region that is very near and dear to my heart because it's got both Kansas and Creighton in it. I'm almost passed out when I saw Mr. Gumbel flash those names on my TV on Sunday. But before we get into picking all the games, some historic KenPom numbers to keep in mind. I remember talking about this last year, and it's been something that's kind of been building up the last handful of years. But I needed a refresher on a lot of the specific numbers and the crunching and all that. And that was done by my good friend John Bishop on Sportsmanlike Conduct 1620 of the Zone. And John Bishop's the play-by-play voice of the Creighton Blue Jays. But chew on some of these numbers just for some trends for you guys. Every national champion since 2002 has been top 25 KenPom defense, or a top 25 KenPom defensive ranked team. It was top 20 KenPom defense was the cutoff up until last year, but Baylor was ranked 22nd and not 20th, but that's still pretty damn close. You get the point. Basically, top 22, top 20 KenPom D, every national champion since 2002. And then on the offensive side, all but one national champion since 2002 has been a KenPom top 20 offense in terms of their efficiency ranking in KenPom. And that one team, the one exception, was UConn. They won it in 2014, and their offense was ranked 39th, but their defense was also ranked 10th. So they're pretty damn good on that end of the floor. But I bring those 20 years of data and numbers and trends up to help somewhat kind of narrow the gap of who is, historically speaking, a team that fits that criteria of a national champion caliber team. And the only teams in the field that are top 20 in both KenPom offense and KenPom defense are Arizona, Gonzaga, Houston, Baylor, and UCLA. That's it. And then there are five teams that just barely miss the cut. Auburn, Kansas, Kentucky, Villanova, and Illinois. Just right on the outside. So historically speaking, with two decades of KenPom analytical data and trends, your national champion is in that group of for sure five teams: UCLA, Baylor, Gonzaga, Arizona, Houston. Or potentially, if you expanded it out, five more teams of Villanova, Kansas, Kentucky, Auburn, and Illinois. So in this region, the Midwest region, this region features only two teams that potentially fit that criteria. And they'd be kind of on that expanded group that just missed the cut, which are Kansas and Auburn. Just some food for thought. Now, again, I'm not saying I always abide by it when I'm filling out my bracket, because, again, this is for a national champion, not just winning a regional, getting to the Elite Eight, or getting to the Final Four. This is for a national champion. But I think it's certainly something to keep in mind as you fill out your bracket all the way through and thinking about who you're really going to take all the way to the national championship game. So it's a good way to start each region with that reminder and who's in the region. So who is in the region? It's a solid one here. One seed is Kansas. The two seed is Auburn. The 3 seed is Wisconsin, and the 4 seed is the Providence Friars. It's a very interesting mix of teams in this region. And, you know, it's interesting. For as much as I kind of I love and respect Ed Cooley, I do think this Providence team is maybe a bit overrated. And, you know, for as much as I love Johnny Davis, I don't know if I'm fully sold on this Wisconsin team being an elite title contender. Auburn can certainly be a little erratic at times. You know, Kansas is so well coached, and they got an All-American in Ochai Agbaji, but they certainly have some flaws as well. So it's an interesting, it's a very interesting region. In some ways, there's a lot of different things that can happen that could blow this region wide open. But let's dig into it. Here we go. Midwest region, NCAA tournament, picking every game. Let's do it. Number 1 seed, Kansas. 16 seed, play-in game, Texas Southern, Texas A&M, Corpus Christi. Kansas is going to win. But, real quick, shouts to my guy, Steve Lutz. He's a former Creighton assistant coach in his first year at Texas A&M Corpus Christi, and he led Corpus Christi to an NCAA tournament appearance, which I think is impressive and a major salute to Texas A&M Corpus Christi, but obviously I got Kansas winning this game. 8 seed, San Diego State. 9 seed, Creighton. All right, you got two teams that are very similar to each other. You got two elite defensive teams. San Diego State's number 2 ranked defense in the country, and Creighton is the 18th ranked defense in the country. So you got two top 20 defenses going at it. The Nick My Podcast is powered by Runza. New menu item alert. It's back. The Reuben Runza is officially back at Runza. It is everything you love about a Reuben wrapped up inside the greatness of a Runza sandwich. Talking corned beef, Reuben sauce, sauerkraut, Swiss cheese, all inside the deliciousness of a Runza sandwich. So you need to drop everything you're doing and head out to Runza and get your Reuben Runza game right. My dad, Rich Baugh, he approves. Big Reuben Runza fan. So get like my dad and get a Reuben Runza today. You can even order it in the app. Go to the App Store, download the Runza app. You can order a Reuben Runza. You can earn rewards, by the way, and have a delicious Reuben Runza waiting for you at the restaurant where you skip the line and get right to getting your grub on. Again, new menu item alert. The Reuben Runza is back. Runza makes it all better. This game feels like the first to 50 points wins the game. Like, I'm not gonna lie. I think there's a chance this game's a little bit of a grinder. I'd be stunned if we get a high scoring affair. I think the total I checked earlier this afternoon, the total was like 120. So Vegas is expecting a low scoring game. I even think that's a little high. I would take the under in that. But I agree with that school of thought. San Diego State, man, number 2 defense. 29th in turnover percentage, 5th in effective field goal percentage defense, they're 16th in block percentage. They're incredibly active. They're incredibly disruptive. Creighton, they're 18th in KenPom defense. They are 12th in effective field goal percentage defense, and they're 9th in two-point percentage defense. Both got great shot blockers. Kalkbrenner in particular is just incredible for Creighton. I do get worried about Creighton in this spot with this. They got a true freshman converted point guard in Trey Alexander, who's filling in for the injured Ryan Nemhard. True freshman converted point guard taking on a senior, tough-ass, number 2 ranked defense in the NCAA tournament. It's a scary combination, right? But to me, it's simple. This game, obviously, like if Ryan Hawkins plays well and scores, if he plays well and scores for Creighton, and Creighton takes care of the ball a little bit, they just don't have, you know, a massive 17, 18, 19 turnover game, then I think Creighton's going to win the game. Now, that's easier said than done. So it's tough, man. I'm going to take Creighton in a tight one. I'm going to lean the Blue Jays because I think somehow, some way, this team is like peaking. They've lost Nemhard and somehow they've found a way to, like, they've had other guys really fill in nicely. And I think this team's really finding itself defensively. They played pretty damn good in the Big East tournament. They dominated Marquette from start to finish. They absolutely dismantled Providence. We're up 30 at one point. And then they're right there against Villanova, and Gillespie has to hit back-to-back threes late, or Creighton could have won that thing. So I'm going to take Creighton in a tight one, but it's going to not only be low scoring, it is going to be a tight game the whole way, but I'll take Creighton. 5-seeded Iowa Hawkeyes, 12-seed Richmond. Iowa, man, arguably one of the 2 to 3 hottest teams in the country, fresh off a Big Ten tournament title. Iowa certainly isn't going to struggle with a finesse team, and that's kind of a little bit how Richmond is. They run a Princeton offense. So I think Iowa is going to be comfortable, and if they are comfortable, they're a really, really good offensive team. So I'll take Iowa in this game. Four-seeded Providence Friars, 13 South Dakota State. Listen, I love Ed Cooley. Love Ed Cooley. One of my favorite guys in college basketball, and he's a hell of a coach. But I am one of those people that thinks Providence is maybe a little overrated. They didn't play well in the Big East tournament. Creighton had them down 30. They've been in a million close games, and they've kind of had a lot of games where the final buzzer sounds, and you go, how the hell did Providence win that game? Now, testament to them for doing that, but nevertheless, like, you watch them, and you don't necessarily feel like you're watching just an elite team. And this is a tough team that Providence is seeing, man. South Dakota State is an elite offensive team. They're the number one three-point shooting team in the country, and they're the number one three-point shooting team by like 3 percentage points. It's a lot. They're the number one effective field goal percentage team in the country. They're the number 10th ranked two-point field goal percentage team in the country, and then they have the number 12 overall offensive efficiency. Plus, this team is confident. They're 30-4 on the season, and they've won 21 games in a row. Now, I do worry about it in the interior. I worry about the physicality of the game and if South Dakota State can handle Nate Watson in the post. I worry about that. But I think South Dakota State's going to be able to hang in there enough, and then their offensive skill and shot making is eventually going to reign supreme. I think it's going to be a really close game, but I'm going to take South Dakota State in the upset over Providence. 6-seed LSU Tigers, 11-seed Iowa State Cyclones. Both teams are elite defensive teams. Points will be at a premium in this game, but I do think LSU's coaching situation is an issue with this team. Will Wade was just fired last week because of those NCAA allegations. He had 5 level 1 allegations levied against him. So LSU just lost their head coach. So LSU's got a lot of distractions and drama going on behind the scenes right now. And I think when you combine all of that with a tough, scrappy Iowa State team, with a couple of good transfers, Gabe Kalscher, Isaiah Brockington in particular, like, I think you combine all those things, and I think the Cyclones are going to be able to win a tough, gritty, grinder kind of a game. So I got Iowa State winning that game. 3-seed Wisconsin, 14-seed Colgate. I love Johnny Davis, and I respect the hell out of Chucky Hepburn. But this isn't a Wisconsin team that's going to overwhelm you athletically, right? I mean, Wisconsin better be ready to defend the three-point line. Colgate, they're number 2 in the country in three-point percentage. So, you know, listen, any team that can shoot the 3 like that is going to be a dangerous team. So I think Colgate hangs in there because of the three-point jump shot. So I think it's closer than maybe some people would expect, but I will take Wisconsin to win the game, but I do think it's a close one. 7-seed USC, 10-seed Miami. I like USC a lot in this game. USC leads the nation in field goal percentage at the rim. It's really hard to score inside on the Trojans. I think easy baskets from Miami are going to be hard to come by. I think USC wins and wins relatively comfortably. Number 2-seed Auburn, 15-seed Jacksonville State. Auburn, way more athletic, way better. Auburn wins big. Second round, number 1-seed Kansas, 9-seed Creighton. It's interesting. You know, I mean, I think Kalkbrenner is going to be able to shut down David McCormick, and I think Kalkbrenner is going to make anything in the paint really tough. That's been proven over the last month. But this game is going to likely come down to a couple of things. The three-point line, who shoots it better from three, because I think points inside could be tough to come by. I think Kansas definitely has the advantage there. And even though I don't think this is an uber-talented Kansas team, that's just like littered with a bunch of NBA players, they do have 2 wings who are tough, and in particular, Ochai Agbaji, who's an All-American, man. So I think ultimately that's going to be the difference in the game is going to be Ochai Agbaji. So I'm going to ride with Kansas. But I think Creighton's good enough defensively to put a scare into KU, but I'm going to ride with Bill Self and Kansas in this one. 5-seed Iowa, 12-seed South Dakota State. Man, you better get your popcorn ready for a high scoring, fast-paced game. Both these teams are offensive-minded. They want the game in the 80s and the 90s, and it might get there. Both teams have shooters, but only one team's got Keegan Murray, and Keegan Murray's going to be the difference in this game. One of the most unique, tough matchups because he can post, he can rake it and take it and push it himself. He can shoot the 3, he can shoot mid-range shots. He gets to the free throw line. He's just a really impressive player. I think Iowa wins. The Nick Bob Podcast is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors, and I want to talk to you guys about energy efficiency. And if you go into Pella's website right now, you look at it, and how about this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different types of windows or doors. By Pella, won the Energy Star 2020 Most Energy Efficient Award. That's big time stuff right there. And they achieved that in a couple of waves. They got insulated glass, which slows the heat transfer, keeping your home at a more comfortable temperature. They got types of low E glass, which is a glass coating that has been optimized for your climate. They got triple pane glass, which you can upgrade to for increased insulating airspace. And within all of that, one of the keys is proper installation, which is key for window and doors to perform at their best. And you know the Pella experts are excellent at that. Bottom line, energy efficiency matters in making your home more comfortable, and Pella windows and doors are at the top of the line when it comes to energy efficiency. Check them out online, PellaOmaha.com. That's PellaOmaha.com. 3-seed Wisconsin, 11-seed Iowa State. I think Iowa State can hang tough and make it a grinder, half-court, lower-scoring game. The way Iowa State defends you, you better be able to have a one-on-one shot creator, and that, and Wisconsin has that in Johnny Davis. And so I think Johnny Davis is going to be able to make enough plays, enough kind of mid-range, fall-away, elbow jumpers type of plays for Wisconsin to win a close, low-scoring game. So I'll take the Badgers getting to the second weekend. Auburn, 2-seed versus the 7-seed USC Trojans. This game will be rated R around the rim. USC's rim protection, 4th tallest team in the country. Nick Mobley leads the way in that regard versus Auburn's Jabari Smith and Walker Kessler. I mean, just wow. Like, that's going to be fun. And I think Auburn's the more dynamic team scoring the ball. They're more consistent on that end of the floor. And although Wendell Green can be a little erratic, I think Auburn gets it done, and I'll take Auburn over USC. Sweet 16. Number 1-seed, Kansas. Number 5-seed, Iowa. I think Kansas's 4-guard lineup, or a hybrid big, Jalen Wilson, when he's on the floor, they're going to be able to slow down and neutralize Keegan Murray a little bit. I think Jalen Wilson's going to be able to guard him a little. He's a decent matchup for him. And then I think Kansas is going to be disciplined on defense to defend and transition and get back and not give anything easy to Iowa in the open floor. And then they're going to be able to find and stay attached to the shooters like Jordan Bohannon. So I think Kansas, they're going to have a week to prepare for this game. I like KU a lot to get to the Elite Eight over Iowa. 2-seed Auburn, 3-seed Wisconsin. This is where I do think Wisconsin's just okay athleticism could be an issue, because Auburn's an elite, athletically gifted team. I think the size, the athleticism, we'll be able to slow down and make things tough on Johnny Davis. I think Auburn wins, and wins pretty comfortably in this game, which will set up a pretty amazing Elite Eight Midwest Regional Final. Number 1-seed, Kansas. 2-seed, Auburn. Tell you what, filling out my bracket, I have gone back and forth on this one. I really think Auburn is one of the more talented teams in the country. Jabari Smith, probably a top 5 pick. Wendell Green, really gifted. Walker Kessler, big time long defender at 7'1". I really think Auburn is the more physically gifted team. I really do. But Kansas is the better coach team. I think they're the more disciplined team. Like I said, I've gone back and forth at least 4 or 5 times on this pick. I just think I'm going to trust Bill Self more. I really feel like Bill's, I'm going to, now as I'm saying this, I feel like I could change my mind in like an hour, but I'm going to ride with Bill Self in Kansas. I think they're going to be the more disciplined team. They're going to make better decisions. I think they're not going to make as many backbreaking mistakes and have better possessions and all those sorts of things. So I think Kansas is going to beat Auburn. And I got KU winning the Midwest region and going to the Final Four.
A Huda Media Production.